This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Basketball's so-called March Madness is over, but officials in the state of Maine want to keep the focus on sports, especially in the state's middle and high schools. Maine has an initiative that they call Sports Done Right. It's designed to change the culture of competitiveness for student-athletes. The project is meant to convince coaches and parents to acknowledge negative behavior and make a public pledge to change. NPR's Rachel Jones traveled to Maine and has this report.
There's a solid wall of red T-shirts and sweatshirts on one side of the Bangor Auditorium as the Coney High Lady Rams from Augusta face the Skowhegan Area High School Indians for the Eastern Maine Class A Championship.
Yes, that is a winning team! Losing team! Winning team! Losing team! Winning team!
It's the fourth quarter, and the Rams have a 10-point lead. But Coach Paul Vachon doesn't let them slack off. Centered on several rows of bleachers, right behind the players' bench, is a row of Lady Ram moms screaming louder than the students surrounding them. They're rooting for the undefeated Rams 6'1 star forward, Cassie Cooper.
Deny, 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 deny! Cassie Cooper! Cassie Cooper!
For a young athlete, this atmosphere can create incredible pressure. 15-year-old Cassie says she gets the shakes all day before a big game. She's really aware of what's expected from her.
It's just overwhelming running out of the beginning of the game and everyone's screaming, all the bands are playing and everyone's going crazy, and then you come out of the huddle to start the game and everyone's going nuts and everyone's focused on you. It's just crazy.
Educators in Maine are confronting the cumulative effects of this kind of competitive stress with a new initiative called Sports Done Right. J. Duke Albanese is heading up the project through the University of Maine.
We felt if we did not intervene and did not think differently about sports, then we would continue down a road that would look like some of the problems that are happening all over the country.
Problems like eating disorders, steroids, and parents assaulting coaches. Albanese's group found that about 98% of student-athletes in Maine end their sports careers by the 12th grade. For some, what's left are memories of punishing schedules, physical and mental burnout, and domineering parents. Albanese says too many schools in Maine have patterned their athletic programs after high-powered college and professional models.
And then we overlay those on how we do sports, whether it's at the youth level, the middle school level, or the high school level. And instead of saying, what's the developmental level of children at that age and at that time, and should skill development perhaps take a precedent?
To lay the groundwork for Sports Done Right, officials interviewed hundreds of student-athletes about their experiences. They heard lots of stories about abusive coaches and young athletes struggling with the demands of elite travel teams and unreasonable parental expectations. Those conversations resulted in a 45-page report schools and communities can use as a blueprint. It suggests that parents need to work closely with schools to ensure ethical behavior. Schools should adopt official policies about what's developmentally appropriate for young athletes. The report also highlights out-of-bounds behavior, like raucous spectators and parents who disrespect coaches, officials, and opposing teams. For the last few months, Albanese has been on the road promoting the Sports Done Right initiative.
Turn to page 4, core principles, core practices, and out-of-bounds. We really wanted to come up with some recommendations.
In a series of community forums around the state, Albanese has heard from coaches and other concerned adults about sports overload.
I have a nephew who's 6 years old, and he's already traveling to Massachusetts, to Canada.
But that doesn't mean there's no place for winning and competition in this new initiative. The game in Bangor is over, and the Lady Rams have won the Eastern Maine Championship. Coach Vachon gathers his players in a locker room huddle to congratulate them.
I'm very proud of you. I can't ask for anything else. No, we're going home. Get some pizza.
If the Sports Done Right initiative achieves its goal, more coaches in Maine will shift their focus from winning to growing. And more student athletes will get the kind of support that Rams forward Cassie Cooper says she feels from coaches, fans, and the community.
They're behind everything that we do. They support us in everything, and we just go out there and have fun, and they're behind us through everything.
Behind them cheering, not shouting or shoving. Rachel Jones, NPR News.
By the way, a list of do's and don'ts for parents of student athletes and a link to the Sports Done Right report are at npr.org.